Trains on the Norfolk Southern Railway pass through Goss, Missouri a few times each day. The rail line stretches all the way to the East Coast. Back in World War II, miners used the trains to send clay. Mail deliveries came here by rail, twice per day. But today, the trains just pass through. Jim Reeves lived in Goss for 74 years. His dad also grew up there. Reeves was even born in Goss, but not at a hospital, right at his parents' home in Goss.
Now this house here is owned by...
Reeves and I drove back to Goss one sunny afternoon. As we roll down a dirt road in my car, Reeves gives me an informal tour. He points to a dilapidated building on the left and says Mr. Dooley used to run his store there.
And one of the men that I talked to last night said it was closed in the early 50s. But this used to be a very active little corner here. He had the grocery store and he had a feed store.
Reeves now lives in Paris, Missouri. In his kitchen, he tells me that just a short drive down the road from Goss, he met his wife at a street fair in 1947. They ended up raising three kids together in Goss.
Seemed to me like you had real good control over your kids. We didn't deny them anything. They had about everything they wanted, and we'd have parties to entertain them.
At its peak, Goss had about 30 residents. Reeves remembers when a salesman from Quincy, Illinois, traveled to Tink Hardware in Goss every few weeks to sell tools. Reeves says that right after World War II, the economy began to change. He says one by one, the stores and church closed up. But he says it wasn't a slowing economy that did the town in. It was an economy that got better.
And the grocery man that ran the store out there, he said it wasn't profitable anymore because the roads were getting better and people were getting better automobiles and they'd go to bigger places to shop. And that's what happened.
Today, there's not much left of Goss. One lonely dirt road runs along the railroad tracks that border the town. A smattering of houses lines the road. Across the railroad tracks, a graveyard of machinery rusts. One contraption looks like it used to load rail cars. After talking with Reeves, I came back to try to talk to residents in the surrounding area. Just outside the city limits, I knocked at the doors of three houses. Two of them are vacant. It grew colder and began to rain. I began to lose hope I'd find anyone. Then, a pickup truck pulled up across the tracks.
Right now I'm walking across the railroad tracks because I see somebody in a pickup truck, so I'm going to go talk to him and see if he lives in Goss. Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm going to get wet and I'm going to quit and go home.
Yeah, it's really raining out here.
Bob Gillum owns the narrow strip of land between the railroad tracks and the highway. The Census Bureau considers this land the entire town of Goss.
Yeah, could I talk to you a little bit in the car? That'd be cool.
Yeah, get in. Okay.
Dust coats the inside of Gillum's truck.
There's nobody lives in Goss anymore.
Okay. What happened to it? Like, where did it go?
Just closed up.
Okay.
Everybody moved out, and we bought the property as we went along. That's all.
Gillum now lives in Paris. He used to manage the now-defunct Joe Gillum Mining Company in Goss.
Well, I was going to start another plant up over there, and the government closed the companies up I was going to sell to, and I just quit and walked out. And I sold practically all the machinery out, and we're just using it for storage now. This is a dead place.
Gillum says Goss is going to be even emptier in 6 months. He's working on tearing out all the rusting machinery that's left. Most of what's left is too old to sell, so he says he plans on cutting it up and selling the scrap metal. It's not quite the type of work you'd expect the mayor of Goss to be doing. And yeah, that's right. Through conversation, I realized I was sitting in the car with, technically, the mayor of Goss.
Well, I don't claim to be nothing. I don't want to be no mayor, nothing, no responsibility, nothing.
But the thing is, he acknowledges there really isn't anyone else.
I got elected to it by paperwork. They didn't have nobody else they give it to, so they give it to me. Mm. And then they send me reports and everything else to fill out, and maps to verify where Goss still is now and if it's been annexed anymore. No, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm through.
Gillum says he's given up worrying about the official definition of Goss.
It's a joke. Too much paperwork. People go on paper all the time, and that's They don't go out and find out what the whole story is. If they'd come out here, they'd say, well, there ain't no town of Goss, which there isn't really. But it's on the map, and it's going to stay on there probably.
Gillum says Goss has been taken off the map before, but he hadn't even checked the new map in his truck to see if Goss had ever been added back on that map, even though he's the mayor.
Yeah, it's back on the map again. There it is.
But all this got me thinking. Were there other rural towns disappearing across the state? Brian Dabson agreed to visit Goss with me to help me find an answer. He's a professor at MU of Regional and Economic Development.
The communities which used to provide local services to the farming community are no longer needed. Farmers buy their equipment and their seeds and fertilizers and everything in big centers. They don't need the local service places anymore.
He says Missouri's population should continue to grow within the next 10 years. In some counties, we'll continue to grow really fast, like ones on the edges of metropolitan areas or in areas with attractions, like lakes. But about 20 counties in Missouri stand to lose as much as a quarter of their population. These are namely counties north of Monroe County near the Iowa border and in the southeast by the Boot Heel.
This in many ways is a symbol of a shift in the fortunes of small towns across Missouri and elsewhere. They lose their reason for continuing, and now we're just looking at the ghosts of a past settlement.
He says it's part of a process that reinforces itself over time. As people leave, the sorts of facilities a small town needs go away. The schools consolidate, the post office closes, and eventually, people in rural communities have to drive 3 or 4 hours to get services like decent health care.
People no longer want to accept that as the basics for living, and so they will leave these towns, and those facilities will go away. The people will go with them.
And what's happening in Missouri isn't an isolated incident. He says there's a long band from the Dakotas extending down through Kansas all the way down to Texas, where the population is leaving.
The young people are leaving, the elderly people are left aging in place. And that is the spine of the country, which is emptying out.
But Dabson says it's not all gloomy for rural areas. In fact, he says we rely on viable rural communities for things like food and energy production. Still, small towns face big population shifts that have been going on for decades. Dabson says they can't simply be reversed. And once a town shrinks to the size of Goss, he says it's hard to imagine the town starting back up again.
There's a warehouse, there's a lot of junk, a few nice little houses, but that's not enough to create a new future for this area. I think when they get to this stage, we should just say, okay, farewell, Goss. You made a contribution 50 years ago. We're all moving on.
Meanwhile, Goss will remain a town. Until somebody, perhaps the mayor, certifies its ruin with paperwork. Lucas Udston, KBIA News, Goss.